to salt your food while you're cooking and not just throw a bunch of salt on to try to season it afterwards. Everybody, I'm Chloe Coscarelli, and tonight I'm having a couple of my girlfriends over for dinner. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dinner parties, they can be stressful, they can be overwhelming, and maybe you're just tempted to order takeout. But today, I'm going to show you a meal that's elegant and easy.
With millions of television viewers holding their breath, the young, beautiful, and talented vegan Chloe Coscarelli was crowned winner of the Food Network's National Cupcake Competition, proving that desserts without eggs and dairy are definitely superior in taste to their non-vegan counterparts. Chloe said, "I'm out to prove that vegan cupcakes can be decadent and delicious." After graduating from the prestigious University of California, Berkeley, Chloe set her sights on mastering her vegan culinary skills. Having been a vegan for the last 5 years and a vegetarian since a teen, Chloe headed across country to attend one of the finest culinary schools in the nation, the Natural Gourmet Institute of Health and Culinary Arts in New York. To further her education, Chloe enrolled in Cornell University's plant-based nutrition program by Dr. T. Colin Campbell and worked at premier vegan eateries such as Millennium Restaurant, Counter Organic Vegan Bistro, and Herbivore Restaurant. Today, Chef Chloe invites Supreme Master Television viewers to her kitchen to watch her prepare an elegant gourmet meal for her dinner party.
We're making pan-seared tempeh in a lemon caper sauce with garlic mashed potatoes and a side of roasted vegetables. So, we're going to start on our roasted vegetables because those take the longest to cook. So right here what I have is some chopped raw vegetables. I've got broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots, but you can feel free to use any vegetable you want, anything that's in season. If it's winter and you want to do Brussels sprouts or potatoes or beets, feel free. Mushrooms, onions, asparagus, but this is what I've chosen for today. So what you're going to do is drizzle your raw cut vegetables with olive oil. And I like to really be generous with the olive oil because you want them to have enough oil so that they can caramelize. And so I'm just going to toss that. And you're going to want to season it generously with some salt and pepper because that's going to bring out the flavor. What roasting does is it brings out the natural sugar in the vegetables and it makes it sweet and caramelized, which is really, really delicious. So I just want to make sure that each vegetable piece is coated and seasoned. And you know what? I think I'm going to add just a little more olive oil. There we go. Whoops. Okay. Let's get these in the oven. My oven is preheated to 400 degrees, so we're going to get that in right now. There we go. We want to roast it on a high heat because that's going to bring out the sugar the fastest. Now, what we're going to do is cut and roast our garlic, which we're going to use for our mashed potatoes because we're making roasted garlic mashed potatoes. And roasting garlic is a great technique because what it does is it gives the garlic a more mild flavor than if you eat it raw. So it's really nice. You can spread it on bread when it's roasted. You can do a lot of things, but we're putting it in mashed potatoes. Okay, so cut off the end of the head of garlic, like that. Okay, so what you're going to do is take some foil and stick your garlic in a little foil pouch that you make. And then drizzle it with olive oil. And that's gonna make it nice and creamy once it roasts. And so I'm just gonna make a pouch and pinch it with the foil. And we're going to get this in the same oven that the vegetables are roasting on because we want it at high heat, 400 degrees, to really make the flavors come out. So I'm just going to stick that in right next to it. All right. So now, why don't we peel our potatoes for our mashed potatoes? So what I'm going to do is peel a potato. Okay, great. We have our peeled potato. Now we're going to cut it. And since we're going to mash them, you don't have to worry about cutting it perfectly. We just want to cut it into small chunks. And the smaller the pieces of potato, the faster it's going to boil and cook. So I like to put some really nice small pieces in there. There we go. So I'm going to add these to a pot of cold water where I have some pre-cut potatoes that I already did. And they're sitting in cold water because that prevents the potatoes from turning brown. So let's go ahead and add these in. And let's turn the heat on. We're gonna cover the lid so that it boils faster. All right, so our potatoes are boiling, our vegetables are roasting, and our garlic's roasting. So now let's get started on the main dish, the tempeh.
The wonderful aromas of veggies cooking is filling up Chloe's kitchen. Vegetarianism, the noble way of living, will be right back after this brief message. So please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
To salt your food while you're cooking and not just throw a bunch of salt on to try to season it afterwards. So today I'm cooking with tempeh. Tempeh is a fermented soy product. Really high in fiber, protein. It's a great substitute for meat. And it has a nutty quality to the texture, which is really great to adapting to lots of different flavors. So here's our tempeh. This is what it looks like. You can notice that there's a little bit of darker areas. That just means it's fermented more. I remember the first time I got tempeh and I saw some black and I was like, oh no, it's moldy. This is bad. I have to return it. But that's not the case at all. So don't be alarmed if you see a little black. Okay, this looks great. So I think I'm going to do triangles today. So I'm going to start by cutting it in half. And then with each half, I'm going to slice it so it's a nice thin slice. Right down the center like that. Do it with the other side too. You can really cut it in any shape that you want. If your kids like circles and you want to do something more fancy, you're welcome to. Okay, there we go. Now, before I start working with my tempeh, what I'm going to do is steam it. And what steaming it does is it takes out the bitter flavor because it's a fermented product. Sometimes there can be a little bit of bitterness, but by steaming it, you'll release that bitter flavor and it'll be ready to soak up the new flavor of our sauce that we're going to add. So let's put these in the steam basket. So I've got water in there. I'm going to turn it up to about a medium-high heat. Okay, great. So why don't we check on the roasted vegetables and see how they're doing? Okay, these look good, but we can see that they're not quite ready yet. And you can also see that a lot of the oil has been absorbed. So we're gonna add just a little bit more. And you'll notice that these vegetables are gonna shrink down. That's pretty much the nature of roasting vegetables. So don't be alarmed, you're gonna wanna start with more raw vegetables than you want to end up with. Okay, let's get these back in there. Let's let them cook a little bit longer. Let's get started on our lemon caper sauce. What we're gonna do is saute down some onions, shallots, and minced garlic, and that's gonna give the sauce a nice, fragrant flavor. Okay. So I'm gonna put the saute pan on a medium-high heat and heat up some olive oil, about 2 tablespoons. The olive oil is hot, so we're gonna start putting in our onions. We're also gonna add shallots, which are really great flavor for this kind of sauce. Let's let that sit. Now, while the onions and the shallots are sauteing, we're gonna make sure to season it well with salt and some freshly ground black pepper. It's really important to salt your food while you're cooking and not just throw a bunch of salt on to try to season it afterwards, because the heat of the cooking process actually changes the flavor of the food and enhances it. So we want to always season well as we go. We want those onions to get nice and browned and soft. So we're gonna let them sit on the heat. I love the added challenge of taking traditional recipes and turning them vegan, because it just makes them so much more healthy and oftentimes a lot easier to make. So I think vegan cooking is a lot of fun.
Things are certainly starting to look scrumptious. Please join us again on Wednesday, August 25th for part 2 of Chef Chloe's vegan cooking demonstration. Now please stay tuned for Between Master and Disciples coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May your days be filled with bright smiles and happy faces. To find out more information about Chef Chloe Coscarelli, please visit www.chefchloe.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG